same. Turn on the light. Don't lap it, it'll be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. Away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rails. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, ready to work. Neither no limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kersenek, the astronaut, who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. With years of blood for raging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more, like the video film bizarre. His name was always Buddy, and he's shrugging it as to stay. She sighed like with the wonder kid, and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like twit the wonder kid, and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday. It's a
I got things screwing up on me left and right here before I even start. But we are 91.5 WMFR. in Medford. Today we have Shotgun Waltz. They should be coming on about 1:30-ish. And they're setting up right now. So, just gonna hold on to my hat and see if this works. Got Lou Reed queued up. I kept putting it up and it kept playing by accident. Like, just kept firing off. I've told them this has problems, but it seems to be getting worse. So, let's give it a go. I'm So Free on MFO.
Thank you. This next song, we're gonna make believe we're in Casablanca.
I know I
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Another girl, another planet, another boy singing it. Johnny Thunders off his new Finally Alone, the Sticks and Stones tapes. That's disc 3 from the CD compilation box set. Lou Reed before that, I'm So Free. Sorry if I sound a little off, but things aren't working properly, and I was gonna do something during that last song. Say one more Johnny Thunders song so I can do what I was going to do. No, it's a secret. Yes. And here we go. It's Mad Painter.
I'm bare.
Mad Painter, don't forget, you can see them tonight, or this afternoon, actually. It starts at 3, or 4, I think. Doors at 3:30 at the Jungle in Somerville. And there's also the Thigh Scrapers and the Stigmatics and Johnny Plankton, who's really Richard Mursky. Shh, don't tell him I told you. But head on down there, 3:30 or so. Head on down. The Jungle in Somerville. And you can see that band, and I'll play the other ones too. You gotta bear with me though. Also, they say Stigs. We'll play this one. It's called Highway. And we'll play the other. Well, we'll play a Thigh Scraper one after that, who will play tonight as well.
I know my compass, it's broken. Stars can guide the way from town to town. I do all my life like this. I should have known. It changed my desperate ways. Should have changed.
It was a normal day.
He was in some minor accident, a fender bender.
And I had this impulse to call him, but I didn't, because I thought I could call him later that week.
He abandoned the car, he came home, and he shot himself without ever talking to anyone.
When I came home that night and I found her, they told me that she had shot herself, and I couldn't believe it. I asked if he was okay.
Taking a gun into your house for protection is a terrible myth.
Once you pull that trigger, that's it. There is no coming back.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Store your gun securely, locked, unloaded, and away from ammunition. Help stop suicide. Learn more at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
to come and dance for free. Come on down, let's go around again. Be my friend, this time you're swamped. Sex or cash can't be the answer. Be my dancer, come and dance for free. Come on down, let's go around again. Be my friend, this time you're swamped. That little hooker is quite the looker. I wanna make her mine. She goes down like nobody else. She's not bad, she's fine. Wait for my baby all night long, wondering who she's with right now. I'll keep my cool, must stay strong. I'm gonna make her mine somehow. Are you gonna go away, my friend? Are you gonna go away from me? Are you gonna go away again? Your kind of loving doesn't come for free. Hey lady, left money on the dresser. There's no pressure, you can stay with me. Coming down, let's go around again. Be my friend, this time just walk.
WMFO in Medford, and now I am proud to introduce to you Shotgun Waltz.
Thank you. Thank you. That one actually's got a video if you go on YouTube where you made a cartoon video of that song.
Cartoon?
Yeah.
I'm on it.
What's that?
I'm on it.
Yeah.
I love cartoons.
Cartoons, baby. All right, this next song's about a dad that doesn't step up. It's called Deadbeat Dad. Hope you like it. Ricky and me start this one off. Good stuff.
Looks at me like, what the hell are you doing? Clapping.
You used to have the little machine, the little clap machine.
Yeah, I think it's buried in my drawer and out of batteries.
I remember that.
Yeah.
5 years ago, I still remember it. Okay, well, this next one is our version of an anti-war song. Not too preachy, but we really like it. It's called Hunting Season. A little bit of 90s rock feel to it. So we're going to start off with that one.
So wait, you liked the clap? Do I got to bring that back?
Absolutely.
All right. I'll find another one. I'll find another one.
I never heard it and I want it back.
There's a little applause.
Doing a bunch of songs here that are from after our last CD. Brian's going to play a song from Shifting Gears. That was our last CD that I called out the Pandemic record. We did that in 21. And we're getting ready to go in the studio in the summer again when we're playing some of these songs here now. New. So the next one is another one of those. It's called Sunset.
Thank you.
One more, Brian. Yeah. Got one more song.
Sounds good to me.
And before we do it, just quickly, we got Rick Whedon, been with me the longest here in the band, on drums. Heartbeat of Shotgun Waltz, I call him. We got Pete Avjoli, my great bass player friend and background singer, and Mr. Adam Denner on the guitar, who's really breathed a breath of fresh air for us. So looking forward to it. This is our last song. Fun number called Lay Low. Hope you like it.
Thank you.
Hey, let's play the first track off your new album, huh?
Yeah, that'd be great. This one's called Ghost Train.
Right on. They are Shotgun Waltz, and I'll be speaking to them in a minute. We're right here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
Things are a little clunky today. There we go. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a Crash Course for the Ravens Show. I'm Brian Young. We have Shotgun Waltz in us. In with us right now. They just did a great set for us. Can you hear Jimbo?
I can hear.
There's volume down there.
Beautiful.
Better?
Yeah, awesome.
See, I told you you'd like the music bed.
Yeah.
We're like in a whole other reality than these guys. Those two.
Yeah, but you're all like, I'm raved up, man.
Yeah, you can hear the cars sometimes. So you are Shotgun Waltz. This is your third time you've been on the show?
Yeah, the last time was like 4 or 5 years ago, and then we did something.
Oh, let me get your mic up. Ooh.
Check, check. There I am. I can hear myself.
There you go.
Yeah, we were in about 5 years ago, and then we were in about 3 years ago is my recollection. Does that sound right, Rick?
Yeah, it was around three. It was in the summertime.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We wanted to come back now. The pandemic's over. We're out. But yeah, we've been around, Shotgun Waltz has been around a long time. It's been 12 years now on the scene.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's about the same age as my band.
Really?
Yeah.
The Thigh Scrapers?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's about 12, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we'll have to do this more often.
Definitely.
You guys can come in like once a year if you want.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't mind the flip stairs, you
no,
know.
No, it's a good workout. I needed it.
Workout I've gotten all week.
Yeah, we needed it. I had a big fat meal last night, so I was working it off on those steps like Stairmaster.
That's how I figure. I run up and down them a few times Saturday. I'm like, that's my workout.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
Not wrong.
Yeah, so we were playing a lot of tunes that are new that we've just written. Adam joined the band in the last year, and it's really, you know, taking the band up a notch.
Why don't you introduce everyone with instruments?
Yeah, I will do that. Oh, well, then we don't count the drummer, right?
No. I just work in the engine room.
Sorry, all you drummers out there. I'm just joking.
There's three musicians in this band.
Yes. So I'll start actually with Rick. So Rick Whedon on drums. Rick's played a lot of bands. He was in the Lions back in the 80s.
Yeah, name a few of those bands you were in, Rick.
I was in the Lions back in the 80s, back when you could actually work like 18 nights in a row inside 128 and play every single night, and every night you had a packed house.
That's awesome.
It was unbelievable.
We got to bring those days back.
Oh, man.
Totally.
I miss those days. And it's too bad because this band's sound is, I think it's pretty broad-based, and we would have done